Good morning, everybody.
Hello, hello.
And welcome to a pre-recorded link from Thursday's show, which will be used Friday morning, as me and Dave won't be here on time.
Isn't it a great day?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Brr, it's cold, though, today, isn't it? Woo! How about that weather, eh, Dom?
Wow, it was a mixed bag, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And still is, in fact.
Wasn't it just...
Paul, how good was that concert last night, Dave?
It was incredible. Yeah. I had such a good time. Yes, I did.
Yep. God, it was brilliant. But,
what about that Annie Lennox, huh?
What about her? Isn't she great? Hasn't she got a voice on that? Now, we are here, really. Mm. And to prove it, it's 6:30-ish on Friday morning.
That does prove it, yeah.
Ooh, it does what?
Prove it.
It does prove it.
It does prove it.
Yeah. Maybe we should have done a pre-recorded link.
Do you think?
Mm.
Well, good morning. It's 6:37 in the morning, and I got to bed at approximately 1:47 this morning.
You're in bed before me.
Oh, I bet I was. And last night was Children in Need rocks the Royal Albert Hall at the Albert Hall.
Mm.
And Dave came along to the show to check it out. Because I was hosting it, I don't get to see any of it.
That's a big gig, that.
It's not a bad gig.
No, it's great.
Yeah, I've certainly done smaller.
Mm.
It was quite bizarre because I was literally in the most exciting place in Britain last night. But because I'm backstage, like at the big weekend or anything else, you know, we do, when you're backstage... You get to see everything that goes on backstage.
Mm.
But you don't get to see a lot that goes on the front of the stage.
Yeah.
So therefore, I need to watch it on television because I missed it. I missed loads of it. You know, I'd be stood in the wings at one side of the stage or they'd run around standing in the wings at the other side of the stage and, you know, but what an amazing night.
It was.
That concert, when it goes out Thursday night, it's going to be
I can't wait
amazing.
To see it.
It was really, really, really special.
Was it?
You know, and as we said before, we are party to and privileged to go to a lot of really special things, but this was just knockout.
Do you know how good it was last night?
How good?
Dave moved his car back an hour.
Wow.
Yep.
That's good.
That is good. 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. the thing was, though, I moved it back an hour because you just turned up to have a beer.
Yeah.
And then just as I moved it back an hour, you said, right, I'm off.
No. Weirdly, I had Soph do one of those things where she goes, I'm really tired, I've got to be up really early in the morning. You have to be up early. but it was probably just as well because I was all kind of buzzing from the night last night.
Yeah, I'm surprised. So Gary Barlow was pleased.
Gary was absolutely delighted with the whole thing, yeah.
Good.
It was a great lineup, which I can now talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So, take that open the show, and then Robbie Williams appears.
Yeah.
And then Muse come on, and then in no particular order, it's like Leona Lewis, Cheryl Cole, Snow Patrol, Paolo Nutini, Dizzy Rascal,
brilliant.
Annie Lennox, Shirley Bassey. It's just ridiculous. It just went on and on and on. It was just the most amazing concert ever. I'm standing backstage, I'm like this. Who's next? Yeah, Paul McCartney. Gotcha. Right. How long have I done this? Yeah. Brilliant. Very surreal evening. Very, very surreal.
How was your first link?
Did
it go all right?
My walk and talk?
Yeah, because you were worried about not having an autocue.
It was fine. I got an autocue in the end. And then it wouldn't, because we were downstairs in the basement of the Albert Hall backstage, it couldn't really receive the signal from the autocue machine.
Yay.
So, as I was meant to be saying, hello, good evening, and welcome to the Royal Albert Hall, the autocue was stuck on something that had been on earlier, which said, Sarah's in a wheelchair, but with your money, she now has an amazing life.
Right, I see.
And I'm like, I don't think this is the opening link.
You can't start with that, can you?
But the weird thing is, I was pretty much all right. Mm. I pretty much ad-libbed my way around it. If you want to help Children in Need, please text some word or other to a number. Brilliant. Okay.
Bye-bye.
No, yeah,
that's fine, isn't it?
You look very relaxed all night, Ashley.
I really was. But, well, I've been there all day. Mm. So I got there for 12:15 yesterday to the Albert Hall. First of all, we're going to underground car park, of which I never knew they had at the Albert Hall. It's not, you know, it's literally a drop-off area. And there's a guy who looks after Take That security-wise, who we've known for a long time. And he was there to meet me when my car turned up, which I thought was really, really nice.
Is that Gentle James?
Yeah. And I thought, what a lovely thing to do. So as I opened the car door, he walked away from my car to behind our car, and where another car turned up, and he opened the door and Gary Barlow got out. All right, okay. I thought it was too good to be true. I thought, oh, wow, he's come to welcome... No, oh, Gary's here. That's fine. So, me and Gary had a bit of a chat, and, hey, it's exciting, isn't it? It's going to be a great concert.
Gary.
Yeah, could it be magic, hey, Robbie? But, yeah, so that was good. And then kind of people started trickling in through the doors, and there was a rehearsal all day. So it was really all about the orchestra and the artists and everything. So when I go out to do my first link on the rehearsal, my microphone's not even switched on, and no one can hear me. So I go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, turn it up. Hello, is this on? Is this even on? And then they walk out and go, today this could be the greatest day, like in the Royal Albert Hall, to about 11 people scattered around the entire Albert Hall, like a couple of crew members, a couple of family members. That was it. It's massive space. And then they finish, and they go, thank you, good night. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, next over to... I'm not even on. I'm not even on. You have to switch me on. So they went, do you know what? You may as well just, you know, not be here for this bit. You can just go back and to your, you know, your dressing room. So I went, all right. So I go back to my dressing room. It's now whatever o'clock. 3 o'clock. And I've gone, do you know what? I'll have a sleep. I'll put these two chairs together and I'll have a little kit because I need my energy. It's going to be a long night. So I put two chairs together, put my feet up on one chair and I put myself on the other. I fall asleep straight away. I'm gone because I'm so tired this week. And I must have slept for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. All of a sudden, there's a... Chris! On the door. Yes. Hello. We need you on the stage now. There's a problem with Annie Lennox. I said, I know. She's really Mrs. Dave Stewart, isn't she? And their electro-pop days are well behind them. No, come on, we need you on the stage now. So I get up. But you know when you've ever kind of fallen asleep with your feet up somewhere and then you put your feet down and it takes about a good kind of 10 seconds before you realise your foot's dead. It's got pins and needles in it. And so I hobble to the stage like that. And as I hobble to the side of the stage, you're right, Gary, Anna, yeah, good. And there's a problem with Annie Lennox.
Right.
Chris, go and find out what it is. There's some problem with her introduction. I said, all right, then. As I put my foot, all my weight down on my left foot, it's completely dead, absolutely dead, and I can't walk on it. I can't put any pressure on it because I can't balance. So I kind of go onto my right foot, and then I drag my left foot and think, that looks stupid. So I kind of lift my left foot slightly, and I walk over. I suddenly realise everybody's looking at me. And bearing in mind that I've been missing for like 45 minutes now since the last bit of rehearsal, people think I'm drunk. To add to this, I have a really bizarre habit when I do TV, when you've got to be there all day, is I take my trainers off and I wear a pair of slippers. So I'm wearing slippers, and these slippers are massive, and they're kind of red and white check, and I'm hobbling. Honest to God, for the rest of the day and into the evening, people are going, how's your foot? And I'm like, oh, it's all right, it's fine. Is that from the stage earlier? No, I had pins and needles. People thought I'd had some kind of operation on it and was wearing some kind of special bandage.
Some hospital shoes.
So Annie Lennox, I go to Annie Lennox and go, hi, Annie, I'm Chris. She goes, hello, Chris, how are you? And I'm like, are you Paolo Nutini? She goes, no, it's all with Sally. But it was all bizarre. But, yeah, I'm sure Annie Lennox thought I was some kind of weird, fat-footed freak. And I'm walking towards her like Piltdown Man.
It's strange, though, because then Lily Allen seemed to replicate that when she walked on.
You know, because she did.
She looked like she'd been in some kind of skiing accident or something.
She fell down the stairs.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she slipped down some stairs.
Now, I thought...
Plus, as well, she had on, like, 9-inch high heels.
Well, this is the thing, because when she walked on, everyone goes, oh, she can't walk in them heels, can she? And I thought, well, it's got to be more than that, because she literally hobbled on.
Yeah.
And I thought, it can't... I mean, I know girls sometimes struggle to walk in proper heels, but she was... like, really awkward.
She's good, though, isn't she?
Oh, she was really good.
So, look, the concert will go out on Thursday night. next week. There's a bit which will get chopped out of the show, probably. With... I can probably give all this away now, can't I?
Yeah. I don't know which bit you're talking about.
Papers. There's, I was going to say, there's lots of pictures in the papers.
Peter Kay came on to introduce Paul McCartney. Now, what happens is they need to kind of set all Paul McCartney's guitars and stuff up, because a lot of people just play with the orchestra.
Yeah.
But now Paul's going to do his thing, so they need to get the bank of guitars out and all this kind of stuff, and whatever they do, I don't know. So Peter Kay goes on and goes, "Hello, how are you? Right, how long we got? 2 minutes? Well, yeah, right." And he did an old routine of Peter Kay's, which... he's brilliant. I saw him do this years ago in Leeds, where he gets a tape machine, like an old cassette machine, and he puts the mic on it, and he starts playing songs.
That's great, that, yeah.
And he does, like, a twisted lyric set, which went down a storm.
It's great, wasn't it?
Really funny. Terry Wogan was there. And all the acts were there.
Yeah.
I saw Ashley Cole. Oh. I saw Nicola from Girls Aloud. Oh. Yeah, she didn't see me. I don't want to ruin a night, so I hid. She walked by. The Dragons from Dragon's Den was there, which is nice.
Yeah.
Deborah Meaden was there. I didn't speak to her, but I saw her kind of across the room. Our eyes met across a plate of chicken satay.
I'd love to meet Deborah.
I've met her once before, and she's very smiley.
Yeah.
You know, like on the telly, she's quite surly-looking. She's actually very, very smiley.
She's a lot nicer than you think, actually, in real life.
But it was a great gig, really good. So I apologise if I'm a bit buzzy today and buzzing from my night. But do you know what? I have quite a nice life, you know. I have lots of cool things that happen. But there was a moment yesterday where I'm stood watching rehearsal, and I'm watching someone like, I don't know, Leona Lewis or Annie Lennox or... Do you know what? I think it was Shirley Bassey.
Hmm.
So I'm just kind of stood at the side of the stage where this first lot of seats are. And I realise there's a fella kind of stood next to me, and I'll have a look. It's Sir Paul McCartney, who goes, "Hiya, Chris. You all right?" And I go, "Hello, Sir Paul McCartney." Who then says something about the show.
Mm.
And he says, because you know I listen in the mornings. I listen pretty much every day.
Does he?
And I go, yeah. And proceeds to tell me something, but I've no idea what he told me, because in my head, as soon as he starts talking, anyway, I was in the car, I'm listening, all I can hear is, "Paul McCartney listens to our show every day." Yay! So,
if Gary Barlow could have assembled a quarter of the lineup that he did last night, it would have been an amazing lineup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are going, "Oh, wow, he's got so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so." But... it was
Everyone just loves Gary Barlow as well.
It was a phenomenal.
No one wants to be the one to say no to him.
You know, when he sat in here and we revealed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was that, and then some more people as well. It was huge.
He's like a modern day Bob Geldof.
No, it was honestly, it was really, really special.
Yeah.
Take that, Robbie Williams, Muse, Leona Lewis, Paolo Nutini, Catherine Jenkins, Cheryl Cole, Mika, Annie Lennox, Shirley Bassey, Snow Patrol, Lily Allen, Dizzy Rascal.
It's not bad, is it?
Oh, Sir Paul McCartney. Not bad. Now, here's the thing, and this is a week-long game, right? We're going to reveal the answer next week, and it's a yes or no. Yes, no, or a third option, which you can make up yourself. At the end of the gig, they do a big encore with... pretty much all the cast of the show.
Yeah.
So without giving anything away, there's Paul McCartney on stage, and Take That join him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robbie Williams walks out, and then Leona Lewis walks out, and all the acts, all the musical performances of the night. Now, backstage watching this is myself.
Yeah.
And James Corden, because he was there, and Fern Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
The question is... A, does one of us go on stage and join in the encore, singing?
Yes.
B, do all of us go on stage and join in on the encore, singing and waving to the crowd as if we'd been performing earlier? Or do C, one of us goes to go on, bottles it out, and then gets off again very, very quickly, which may have been caught on camera? It's up to you to decide what happened, and I shall reveal the answer next week.
Can I guess now?
Yeah, but
obviously,
I'm not going to say
you can't say. I think it's option B.
Which
I think two of the three of you went on stage.
Okay.
And the other one went, no way. No, I'm not getting on there. No way.
Come back. Do you want to say who you think that might have been?
I think you and James probably went on stage with Fern not wanting to be doing that.
Okay.
Is my...
So you think I'd have been confident enough to just waltz onto the Royal Albert Hall stage?
I don't know.
Behind Leona going, don't say out, love, but we're coming on with
it. Now that you've said that, I'm with Dom, B.
Do you think?
Yeah.
And if we did go on stage, where did we go?
Did we
go A, right at the very front, B, right at the very back, or C, me and James Corden went and sat at Paul McCartney's piano and pretended to play the piano?
I absolutely hope it's not C.
Right.
Matthew.
If we were playing the piano whilst Paul McCartney was at the front getting the crowd singing, what happened next? Was it A, myself and James played the piano together or mimed the piano? B, we realised it was a bad idea and we just decided to get off? Or C, as we were having a whale of a time, Paul McCartney turns round to go to play his piano bit, sees us sitting on his piano stool and goes, you two, off.
Again, I really hope it's not C.
Or did none of this happen and it's just a massive tease to watch the show next Thursday on BBC One?
I will tell you that James Corden was on very, very fine form.
Was he?
Yes.
He's always on fire.
I know, he was on particularly
fine. Here's another question for you. James Corden's very, very giddy, as you know. He's not backwards and coming forward.
No.
And it is like his first day in London. Every day, it's like he's come... He's from Buckinghamshire, but it's like he's come down from Orkney.
Yeah.
And he's never even been past Glasgow in his life, let alone into England, let alone London, let alone the Albert Hall with all these famous people. So, here's another question for you. James Corden goes, oh, Dizzy Rascal, I'm going to come on and dance with you when you do your show, when you do your bit. Did he A, obviously not,
yeah,
or did he B, suddenly appear halfway through Dizzy Rascal's set dancing?
Oh, my goodness.
Again, all will be revealed if you watch the show on Thursday.
And if he did dance, and we're not saying whether he did or not, did he A, dance like a man at a wedding?
Yeah.
Did he B, hold his foot in one hand and do the shaky knee dance? Or did he see backflip?
Oh, my goodness.
Find out next week on BBC One.
So, yeah, he had a good evening, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gary Barlow is going to be on the phone later on this morning to talk about it. For the TV show next week, there's lots of... The idea is that you sit on your arse on your sofa and watch it, and then you text this number... And it costs £5. It's the £5 texting, which they do a lot now these days.
It's like a gig for a fiver, isn't
it? Yeah.
And if everybody who watches the show gives a fiver, they would make just an unbelievably ridiculous amount of money. Mm. And it's children in need. Everybody knows what children need is. I think the gig last night has raised over £500,000 already.
Wow.
Which is great. For one night. And that's just from the people who went and whatnot and bought tickets and... So hopefully when it goes on the TV next week, it'll raise even more money, which is great. And Sir Terry Wogan was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Hello, Christy.
Yeah. I think he had a new one on. Very nice. Yeah.
Holy ho.
Hello. Well, I've been watching from the old Wogan box up at the top there, and I gotta be honest, I have no bloody idea who anybody is.
But really good. Anyway, I'm going to stop going on about it because we will talk about it again later. Right, on today's show, we're going to play some music from last night. Alad was expecting an email with two tracks on it. But what they did was they sent him about 5 CDs of the entire concert and said,
have fun.
You know, pick the bones out of that, pretty much. So he's like, oh, great. And do we have time to do this?
It's like ordering a steak and getting a cow.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what tracks?
No.
Do you want a surprise?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So, yeah, Gary's on the phone. Golden Hour's at 9 o'clock this morning. And Angelo, you know, everybody's favourite fat friend.
Yeah.
Angelo is Well, something's happened between Angelo and Allard after yesterday's show, and I won't reveal what it is yet, but I will in the next half hour.
Oh, dear, really?
Yep. You know, yesterday Angelo revealed he hadn't lost any weight. In fact, did he put on a pound?
He put a pound,
this week, yeah.
And Allard said, that's just not good enough. Pull your finger out, fatty, get moving. And we went, it's a little bit harsh. And a few people said, well, you know, tough love and all that. Well, that story has now moved on. Really, really has. And I will explain all. Or Allard, I'll make Allard explain later. Right?
Yeah.
Right. It is 6:57. It's raining outside. It's very cold. Stay in bed and let me play you some music.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
Do you know what? I'm determined to make everybody get up today with a big smile on their face. Alan's just resigned.
Hello.
I'm only joking. Oh, yeah, here's the news.
How's that main news again?
Yeah.
What, in 1997?
Hang on a second.
Hello.
Friday. International Radio 1.
That's better. When the roof caved in, I called a roofer. He knew just what to do. He gave me a quote at a reasonable rate. So I booked him in for a week on Thursday. What you say?
That's finished.
What a shame. That's the edit there. The full album version actually tells you what happens with the roof that caved in and then whether or not she got back with him because he was going to be a big star.
It's called the scaffolding mix.
Yeah, but I don't want to give anything away. Oh, did it again. Here we go.
Why?
It's like a little news punchline.
Yeah. By the way, we're celebrating the fellow who wrote the news jingle. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Hello. Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's get the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past seven.
6 minutes past seven now.
Good morning, Johnny, who's just sent a text in to the show. Johnny has basically just sent a text in. I have a maths GCSE to do today. It's Friday the 13th. That's not fair. What is that all about?
Today?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a strange time. Oh, is it a reset, you think?
No, it's they the, do them throughout the year.
It's across the time, isn't it? It's not just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then, Grandad, get with your schooling.
No, I had to do it twice.
I did mine early.
When you were nine?
No, not
as
nine. God, no.
I did my GCSEs early. And when did you do that? Was it February? No, I was 11. Very, very brainy.
Do mine late.
Yeah, Dave did his when he was 24 for 3. How old are you now, Dave?
You're 25.
I'm 25.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Just double checking. I need to double check these things all the time. Hey, it's X Factor at the weekend. Is everybody ready for that?
Yeah. I'm really excited about X Factor.
Should we do the voices?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? I've done this all week, so we may as well.
It's time to face the music.
Who are you voting for?
Cheryl and the boys. Danny and the girls. Louis and the last of the groups. And Simon and the over 25s. Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Kerry Prideaux.
Hello.
Alan Hayden Jones.
And of course, the star of the show,
Roy Car Park Catchphrase Walker.
No, that's not right. That's completely wrong. How rude. There you go, that was Shirley Bassey and Lily Allen, Cheryl Cole, Leona Lewis and James Corden. Now, that was Pixie Lott, obviously.
It's good, that, wasn't
it? BBC Switch Live, not from the Children in Need gig. Don't think you went to the toilet and missed her. That was from last
Sunday. Oh, I knew that. Allard, what time is it shown on Sunday?
BBC One.
at 3 o'clock.
Thank you very much. BBC HD
if you've got that.
I have got that.
I wouldn't recommend watching that because I give an award and I don't think I look too good. So
oh, well, I'll put it in HD definitely then.
Maybe when they go, ladies and gentlemen, do they introduce you?
It is Cheryl. No, not Cheryl. Kimberly even that introduces me.
Brilliant. What a compliment to the girl.
Sorry, Kimberly.
In your head it might have been Cheryl.
Well, yeah.
I saw your beloved Cheryl last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
And we had, right?
Yeah, we had a moment.
Aww.
Do you want to know how the conversation works? You would never guess in a million years how it went. Bearing in mind, this is your dream lady, Cheryl Cole, who you love, who you idolise. And I'm stood at the side of the stage and she's about to go on.
Yeah.
And she walks up to me and she goes, hi. Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
Aww.
I'm all right, how are you? I'm nervous. I said, don't be nervous. You're going to be absolutely... And she interrupts me to go, what's on your face? What? What's on your face? What's on my face? The skin? No, you've got some stuff on your face.
Wasn't tomato sauce, was it?
No, it was a little bit of makeup for the telly, right? So she goes, have you got foundation on? And I went, I have no idea what I've got. I said, that's because I am introducing it. I've got, like... And she went, okay. And I'm like, well, hang on. Do you know what? I was really deflated. I'm like, does she think, A, I was just there, and B, I just turn up wearing makeup? You know, that's how I roll. I turn up everywhere with a little bit of foundation on.
She's still great.
she was great last night.
Do you know what? Without giving anything away,
yeah.
On the performance that you will see next Thursday, she's got a smaller hat than she had on for X Factor, because that hat was massive. Do you remember? It nearly covered her
eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, she's got a smaller one.
Smaller version. Yeah. Oh, that's
good. Fitted a lot better, I think.
That's good. Yeah. I shall pass that on to her. She'll be so delighted. No, oh, go on. What, love?
No, better fitting hat.
There you go. Better fitting hat. Better groom. The Chris Boyle Show. Right, it's 18 minutes past seven. Good morning, everybody. International Radio 1. Angelo. He used to be very, 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 very fat. Now he's just fat. That's the joke every time. And he was on yesterday. He hasn't lost any weight. In fact, he's put on a pound. Alan said that was very poor and he should really try harder. Many people had a go at Alan. Many people agree that tough love is maybe the way forward. Alan can't, Angelo can't let it just, you know, slide at this point. He's got to keep on pushing because there's still weight to be lost there.
Even I agreed with Alan.
I think his body... Thank you, Dave. His body is getting used to the exercise and yep. I think it's getting
he's
used to the amount of food he's eating.
He's got up his game.
So you've got to push it now.
Absolutely.
And he himself said he wanted to lose a stone and a half by Christmas and yep. he's not going to do that at this rate.
How much has he lost since he set the challenge to himself?
4 pounds in Four 6 weeks and that means he's got to lose about 3.5 pounds a week to make that and he's not going to do that by eating chips.
You've been calculating this each week, haven't you?
Yes.
And it started off whereby you said he had to lose 1 point something per week, then 2 point something, 3 point something a week is
a lot.
Some going, isn't it?
You're almost at that level where you shouldn't lose that much a week.
That's
because
a lot.
It's too much. So he needs to step it up. This is going to be mainly an off-air thing, because I'm going to do this every day, but I've recorded the first one so you can hear it. I'm going to wake him up every morning, give him a little bit of motivation.
He's going to kill you.
And find out what he has planned for that day. So his first thought is, I've got to do some stuff today.
So what time did you call Angelo this morning?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock this morning.
Hi, Angelo, it's Aled.
Morning, Aled.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad.
I know, I'm sorry to wake you so early. I know it's 6 o'clock, but I just, you know, thought I'd get in there early, give you a little bit of motivation, because we're going to step this up now, aren't we?
We are, definitely.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. So, tell me your day. What exercise do you have planned?
Well, last night I went swimming last night.
Nice. What about today?
Today I haven't got nothing planned today.
So how can we change that? What should we do?
We can go for a walk tonight after work.
I like walking. How far are you thinking?
A few miles. 2-3 miles.
2-3 miles is a very good start. What we'll do is we'll build across the week, okay?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And what about your diet? What are you going to do today?
I'll stick to it and eat more free food than I'm allowed to.
Oh, what's free food? What kind of stuff?
Fruit, salad. If I'm on a red day today, so meat, lots of chicken, ham.
I can't believe he's having this conversation at 6 o'clock in the morning when he's lying
he's
in bed.
He's not sure, is he?
Half asleep.
You know when he says free food, does that just mean stuff that he doesn't pay for?
It's points.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Yeah, it's like a point system thing.
Brilliant. What time shall I check in with you today to see how you're getting on?
Midday.
Midday's good. You can do this, Angelo. Good luck.
Thanks, Ellie.
Have a good day.
And you, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't wait. I wonder how many days it's going to be when thanks, Alad becomes shove off, Alad, and the phone goes down.
I can't believe how polite he was because he woke him up.
Yeah, but it's day one, though, isn't it? I mean, if I was Angelo and you were ringing me every morning at 6 o'clock, I would be tempted to chop off my own head just to try and, you know, get under that weight bar.
Now, before people text in, I know I'm being really annoying, but I think it needs it for this week.
So you should just... Morning, Chubby. Mm. You're all right.
Dust, anyone?
Becky Nottingham says, have you got money riding on this? Have you had a flutter that he will lose a stone and a half? Is this why you're getting so obsessed with it? Angelo, it's Alad. You need to lose the pounds, so Alad gains the pounds. Ka-ching.
Now, this could be seen as motivational, but I personally, at this point in time, I don't think he's going to do it.
It's very tough.
I know. I mean, genuinely, I think it's too big an ask. I think to lose 3-point-something pounds a week, every week now, until we finish, I don't think he's going to do it.
The chances are tiny.
However, I hope that he proves me wrong.
Well, it's looking tough for my half stone.
It is looking tough.
Is it?
Well,
I've not been hearing your, you know, the actual numbers.
I haven't
numbers.
Had any. Okay. I haven't had any for a while. Tuesday, I'll get weighed. That's when they take me down to the docks. And lower me onto the industrial scale.
You're not talking about the doctors, are you? You mean like where they weigh boats?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Alad, shut up with your disheartening weight talk. I hope you end up a fat old man.
Say Cheryl from Newcastle.
But look, I'm trying to...
However, someone else says, brilliant work, Alad. Well done.
Angelo said he wants to lose the weight. I'm trying to help. I'm not telling him he needs to or he should. Just I'm trying to help.
Finally, here's another text message. Good morning, Chris and the gang. Why don't you ask Angelo to be in your naked calendar? Whoa. Now, Nathan and Greg on the M6. If we are going to do a calendar for next year, a Chris Morrill Show calendar, it is not going to be naked. It may be topless or bottomless, but it will not be 100% fully naked.
Can Angelo be the topless one, then?
Rather than the bottomless, yeah. I don't know. To be quite honest, I don't know which would be worse.
It's not attractive either way, is it?
No.
Depends on what a top is like.
Droopy.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
I don't know. Anyway, if he's listening to this conversation, this is probably getting really fired up to go running.
This is all good, isn't it?
Yeah. So when are you going to call him next?
Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, what, on a Saturday?
Oh, it's Saturday, isn't it? Oh, I won't be up.
Hey, you need somebody to ring you at 5 a.m. to motivate you to come into the studio to call Angelo at 6 a.m. to motivate him.
I'll call him at lunchtime today to see how he's getting on.
Right.
He did say call back at midday. Okay. Then I'll call back Monday morning, 6 a.m.
Don't forget, you're on Sunday. You could ring him Sunday.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, could do.
Yeah, right. He'd like that.
Alright, Angelo. Alad is the brand new trainer for Angelo. Alad is determined to help him lose the weight. Shift the pounds. By the way, just so you know, I'm really training hard at the moment, so don't you dare ring me tomorrow morning. I'm alright. Chris Moyle Show. It is 7:25. International Radio 1. What are we playing, by the way? Oh, is it the, Chasing Status track?
That'd be good.
I like that track. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
It's a really nice song. If you're lying in bed and it's that time when you go, I've got to get out of bed, I've got to get out of bed, get out of bed. You need to talk to yourself. Get out of bed, get out of bed, get out of bed. 1, 2. Oh, no, I'll just run over just one. Oh, no, this is very, oh, it's very warm. It feels very cold outside the duvet. I can't get out. Get out of bed in a couple of minutes. Give yourselves 3 minutes starting from now. Enjoy the duvet. The duvet is your friend. The pillow will look after you. Chasing Status, end credits. Nice. There you go. That was your little extra time in bed. But now, get out of bed! The Chris Moyle Show. Get out of bed, you horrible, ugly, semi-naked people! International Radio 1. Thanks, Chris. I'm going to be late for work now because I did just get back into bed. Chris from Ayrshire. I'm already out of bed. I'm on my way to work. But this has woke me right up. Well, thank you. Dean on the M6 says, any chance we can play a bit of Phil the Badger this morning?
I love that.
Phil the Badger?
Yeah. Phil the Badger, Phil the Badger. Hopefully, maybe later.
It's quite Friday as well, isn't it? It gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
For Badger. Yeah.
Friday today, the movie comes out that me and Carrie want to go and see, about the end of the world. How dark are we? 2012.
Oh, it's really depressing.
I really want to see it. Do you know what movies come out on a Friday? Do they come out Friday night or do they come out Friday?
I think... Well, I always thought Friday night, but...
I always thought Friday night, but, like...
I think Friday...
it at midday today.
Yeah, I think the Friday evening, day.
I don't know.
I think it's from morning onwards, isn't it?
But they generally say that they come out on Friday night, and yet there's always, like, preview screenings that you can go
Thursday,
to. And it just ruins it. It's not...
Oh, it's Friday. Exclusive previews on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, where are they? Every cinema in the country. Well, how does that work?
I want to see The Men Who Stare at Goats. Have you seen the
A friend of mine went to see it the other day. She said it's quite funny.
Yeah, I want to go and see it. George Clooney's in it, isn't he?
I've got a goat sent to me. A toy goat.
Right, not a real one.
Not a real one.
Vital information, that one. Do you know BBC behind that film?
Yes, BBC Films.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That'd be great if we had a show goat, though, like a real one.
No.
If we get one, do you want to look after it?
Yeah.
Take it home.
We have it like a little mascot that comes around with us.
Where would you keep the goat?
Just in the garden. Probably enough grass there.
Hello, Dominic. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Keep it in the kitchen, are you?
Or the bathroom, you idiot. That's where you keep penguins.
In the kitchen, that's where you keep alligators.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And lions. And tigers. And bears. Oh, my. I have no idea what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. The Chris Boyle Show. Anyway, I might go out and see. If anyone knows the answer, I might go and see that this afternoon. International Radio 1. Or I might actually go to bed and have a sleep, bearing in mind that I'm counting up now. So, you do the maths, ladies and gentlemen. Monday morning, I got out of bed at 5:40 a.m. It is now Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. And I have worked out, I have had 19 hours sleep from Monday morning at 5:40 to Friday morning at 7:30.
Do we have to work out how many days that is?
Let's work out in I've had 19 hours
sleep. How many hours per...
4 nights sleep.
Right. Last night was 4 hours sleep, which is pretty tough. However, I feel great.
You look all right, actually.
Yeah, well, thanks. You look, not so bad yourself.
Thanks.
Hey, get a room, you two.
Oh, last night, by the way, listen to this. Dave had his suit on for the Children Need Gig at the Royal Albert Hall.
This isn't a compliment.
And my dad went, because my dad came along.
Yeah.
Seen Dave?
What?
Have you seen Dave in his suit? I said, oh, no, he's in his suit. I haven't really seen him yet. I just, he looks like that comedian, Michael McIntyre. And everybody we mentioned it to went, he does, he looks like Michael McIntyre.
Do you take that as a compliment?
No.
Just tell me about a toothbrush or something.
I was in my going.
Have you noticed, when you're brushing your teeth, when you brush your teeth, you put the toothbrush on the top and you put it in your mouth and you brush your teeth?
I've been told I look a bit like him before.
Tell us something glaringly obvious in a really fast, high-pitched voice.
Well, you know when you haven't had enough sleep and then you feel tired when you wake up and you just feel tired.
If you'd have done that in your suit last night, you could have gone on stage and introduced Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
Hello, 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 Leona Lewis! And then just walk straight off again.
I was in my go anywhere suit. You know the one I got married in?
Yes.
I went to Andy the Greek's wedding in.
Yeah.
I went to christenings in.
Yep.
All that.
Have you done a funeral in it?
No, not in that one.
Okay. Alan?
Yeah?
I need to have a word with you about something. A great feature for the show. You might not see the end of it, but it'll be really good.
Yeah, what are you doing in January?
That's dark, isn't it?
That's really dark.
I'm going to go see a film about the end of the world today, and I'm looking forward to it.
Digital.
That's dark. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Rod in Glasgow texting, going, I once gave my father-in-law a goat for Christmas. I don't think he really appreciated it.
You know, if you have a goat, do you have to mow the lawn anymore? Or does that do it for you?
No, absolutely not.
But
the goat is the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's amazing.
I don't
think the grass grows quick enough for it.
That's the problem. Do your edges as well?
Don't know if it does edges.
Pretty much, but it'll have your roses and all sorts.
You're probably better off with a strimmer for that.
Chris, you've been awake for 79 hours, which is 3 1/4 days, says Laura. That's not... Well, thank you, Laura, for working it out. It's not 79 hours in the trot, but, yeah.
Oof. Either way, you could do the kib.
I'm still working out how many days it is.
And, by the way, some people are texting saying that 2012 movie...
Yeah.
is in a lot of cinemas being shown tonight at 12 minutes past 8.
Ah. Mm. Oh, that is clever.
12, yeah. You see.
That's like a 24-hour clock joke.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's quite good.
All right, still to come. N-Dubs were in the Live Lounge yesterday with Fern Cotton. I didn't hear it myself.
They were brilliant.
My cleaner taped it for me, and I shall be playing a live...
Whoa.
It's what Alan Carr used to say every week on the Friday Night Project. I didn't see it myself, but my cleaner taped it for me.
They were fantastic. And very funny as well.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll hear from N-Dubs in just a little bit. It's 7:35.
Exactly 7:39.
Well, God love you. Thank you, Dominic, and thank you, Kerry. The Chris Moyle Show. He's the saviour. International Radio 1. You can vote now in the Heat Magazine Readers Poll. I'm just looking for a category that we can be part of.
What are the options?
Single of the Year, Album of the Year. Do you reckon I could get my album in Album of the Year?
Not now.
Why not?
Is it too late?
Is it too late?
No.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know it's not out yet, but...
But it's soon.
Yeah.
What about Torso of the Year? Can you not go in that?
Yeah, I thought I could have a go at that.
Yeah.
Best Band.
Folk Face.
Best TV Presenter, Best TV Band, Best TV Comedy, Best TV Acting, Best Reality TV Judge, Best Dressed Woman.
Yeah.
Quite fancy having a go at that.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Yep. And then you've got... Radical Makeover of the Year.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm here.
Worst Dressed Female. Me and Alan, Best Celeb Couple.
Yeah. That's a nice one.
Just having a look. Most Brilliant Fashion Trend.
Hello.
The Moyles.
Yeah. The trend.
You know, when women all over Yorkshire were growing a little bit of stubble.
It's all down to you, that.
Eating pork pies. Yeah. That was all down to me, yeah. That was all my fault. They don't do radio in these categories anymore. Loads of them just stopped doing it. They used to do it. When we started the show, they used to do it.
Mm.
And then they realised it was kind of like between one of three people, so they just kind of stopped. But, yeah, I might go for Best Celeb Couple with Allard. What do you think?
I think you've got a chance.
Thanks very much.
What's the closing date?
Oh, I've no idea.
Can we do a hello shoot as well?
Hello.
Hello. You know, I don't know, apartment.
where you and I live?
Yeah.
Sure.
Celeb couple.
We'll have to, I think, you know, what with us making it up and all, we might have to hire an apartment. Mind you, after saying that, it has been known to be done before in photo shoots. I know loads of people who have
really?
Photo shoots in their house and it's not been their house.
Are you saying that sometimes it may be not what it appears to be?
Yeah. And a very famous pop star who did the... Oh, yeah, can we not do a photo shoot at my house where I live and that?
Really?
Yeah, she didn't live there. Belonged to somebody from the record company. She lived in a flat. You know.
You've ruined it for me now.
I'm sorry.
We've got a new game coming up next.
Right.
After the next couple of songs, which you've never
played before. Songs.
After the next couple of songs.
Right.
And it's really an excuse just to get some Christmas music on, because I love Christmas music.
Oh.
But you're going to have to guess the celeb that's turning on Christmas lights.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Brilliant.
So it's not Paul Denan again.
When you say celeb...
Oh, no, they're celebs.
A proper, like, fame, like George Clooney.
Oh, no, not George Clooney, no, nothing like that.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's.
No.
Tom Cruise's.
No, I think I don't want to be insulting to the celebrity.
No, it doesn't sound it now.
Ridian. Right.
On a par with the contestants going into the jungle, or better?
Oh, better.
Better.
I know who they are.
All right.
For start.
Okay,
right. That doesn't really say a lot, though, to be fair.
No.
All right, well, we'll play that game in a bit. I can't wait. 7:42. Yeah. What do you want to say, Dave?
Hi, it's Michael McIntyre. Download the podcast now.
That's the big pink. It's 10 to 8. It's called Dominoes. Have you ever played Dominoes in your life, Alan?
Yes, I have, actually. I used to be addicted to it when I was little.
Really?
And I forgot that. You just reminded me of that as well.
Do you want to have a game later, maybe? Or maybe next week?
I don't remember how it works.
I can't remember how you play dominoes either.
Okay, so dominoes, you have different numbers either side, or maybe it's the same number.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's blank. And then so you start with a double, so you go double five in the middle. And then if you've got a five and a two, then you put the five next to the five.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have to, I've either got a choice of a five or a two. That's how you do it.
And what's the...
Or a blank and a four.
When do you finish? When you run out of bits?
When you run out of bits.
Dominoes.
Okay, see, now you've fallen at the first hurdle. Yes, when you run out of dominoes.
Did you ever do that thing where you
it's like Scrabble, but numbers, to a certain extent.
You stack them all up, and then you know, domino effect.
I was obsessed with doing that.
I loved that.
When I was a kid, that was on Record Breakers all the time.
Yes, it was.
Toppling dominoes. And so you would set up, but you'd only ever have, at the very most in your house, like 20 dominoes. It was never like Record Breakers, and you'd set them all up, and you'd not the first one, and you'd do about five, and then you go, and then you put them all back up again and put them nearer, and then you'd maybe do eight, and then you put them all back again, and you'd spend a good few hours of your life doing this for merely 1.7 seconds of fun. And you think, God, I can't wait to be an adult. And then, when you're an adult, you put loads of events in something that only lasts for a minute and a half of fun, and you think, well, not much has changed, really.
Did you ever wonder how socially inadequate the people must be who actually assemble all the dominoes in those things?
That's so unfair to say that.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's a hobby, it's a skill.
Yeah, but seriously,
come on.
It's
a hobby and a skill. Well, I suppose it is.
It is.
It must take hours.
Right, OK, look, this is our brand new feature.
I love this.
So, the Christmas lights are going on all over the United Kingdom. Throughout Britain, Christmas lights are being switched on in towns and cities. Sometimes it's just a local mayor.
It reminds us of the time that we switched on the Christmas lights in Leeds with Girls Aloud and the local mayor and a load of people dressed up as the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Dancing to the orb.
So, we're going to play this game. Who am I? Who am I switching on the Christmas lights? Okay?
Yeah.
You've got to guess who they are. I have genuinely no idea who this person is. So go for get
the,
to play.
Go for this special Christmas tension bed. You can like this.
Okay, then.
How brilliant.
Tense at Christmas.
Tense?
Tense.
You live in a tent at Christmas,
tense.
Do you?
Tense.
All right, here we go. Mystery Celebrity, please speak.
Hi, Chris and the team. Hope you're all right today. We're going to be turning the Christmas lights on at Luton this weekend. But who am I?
I know.
I know.
I know.
Do you?
Yes, definitely.
I haven't a clue.
I think I know.
Do you want to write down your answer?
Yes.
And then see if you're right. Is that a clue?
No.
Is it Superman?
Right,
I've written down mine on my computer.
Can I go and have a look and see if they're right? Because I haven't a clue.
That's who I think it is, Al.
Hi, Chris and the team. Hope you're all right today. We're going to be turning the Christmas lights on at Luton this weekend. But who am I?
I can say that Dominic and Dave have both got it in one.
I haven't a clue who it is.
So now it's just Chris.
I haven't a clue.
High five, Dominic.
High five. All right, my go then.
We are a double act.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
You got in two?
I think so. I think I know. Okay. Have I got it right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So for the rest of you?
We are a double act.
It's Anthony Costa.
One of us really has no hair.
Is it Folk Face with Dominic Byrne?
Our waistlines help with our work.
It is Folk Face.
It is.
I have some tattoos in very strange places.
Oh, it's the Girls Aloud.
Very strange places.
Yeah, okay, all right there. Anyone know who it is yet? Ladies and gentlemen, do you know? 81199 on the text.
I am the more portly one of the pair.
Is it me and Allard?
I know we were your favourite act on a well-known talent contest.
Is it Richard Dunwoody and his dance partner from Strictly Come Dancing?
And if you're still not sure, we recently came in on the show and gave you a towel, a donkey towel, as a gift.
A donkey towel. Yeah, it was a towel south. With a donkey on, not a donkey in the shape of a towel, or vice versa.
That's right, Chris, it's me, the older one and the fatter one from Stavros Flatley.
Yay! Nice. Stavros Flatley.
Have a very, very happy Greek Christmas, Mr. Chris Moyles. And thank you very much. And good luck to all the team.
Ah. Thank you, Mr.
Cheers,
Stavros.
Cheers, Mr. Stavros.
Flatley.
Thank you, Mr. Stavros Flatley.
He's in Luton this weekend.
Lucky Luton.
Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Do you want to play another round?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah?
I like this.
All right. Let's reveal the next Mr. Celebrity. All right, here we are.
Hey, Chris and the team. I'll be turning on the Christmas lights in Cheshire Oaks tonight and at Millennium Point in Birmingham tomorrow. But who am I?
Rachel, isn't it?
It does sound like Rachel. That's right.
It's producer Rachel. No wonder she's had some time off.
She's wearing Cheshire Oaks tonight.
Cheshire Oaks.
Hey, and Chris and the team. I'll be turning on the Christmas lights in Cheshire Oaks tonight and at Millennium Point in Birmingham tomorrow. But who am I?
You won't know where Cheshire Oaks is, Al, but it's a shopping centre just off the M53, yeah.
I like, you won't know where it is, but it's the shopping centre off the
Ellesmere Port Way. Ellesmere Port.
Anybody have any idea who it is?
No, not a clue on that.
Okay. I'm just going to look at the text, clear the text from the all the people who got Stavros Flatley right. Well done.
My first clue is I'm 5'4".
Oh, is it my favourite pastry girl?
No.
Of course not. I don't have one.
She's 5'4", so that's quite small, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have blonde hair and blue eyes.
I don't recognise
that at all. Clue.
You should know who I am because I came onto the show recently.
Ooh, did you?
Now that's awkward.
That's.
Hang on. 5'4", blonde hair and blue eyes.
My first clue is I'm 5'4".
I
have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Do I know who you are?
You should know who I am because I came onto the show recently.
Okay.
It's potentially very embarrassing then, isn't it?
Who's been on the show recently? Is it Gary Barlow?
I can't think.
Robbie Williams?
Is it?
Jimmy Carr.
David Williams.
I'm 1/5 of a well-known girl band.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is as well.
Yes, you're correct, Mr.
I've got
Miles.
It.
I know the band, but I can't remember her name.
I
got
know.
It.
Have you got? So this is your fourth clue.
Have you written it down?
Is it Colleen Nolan?
I'm 1/5 of a well-known girl band.
I know who it is.
Yeah, you
I
can write the girl band now. Down if you want.
Yeah.
Because I'd imagine she'll be there with them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she says, yeah.
Our latest album is called Word Shaker.
See, that wouldn't have helped, love, I've got to be honest. No offence and all that, but, you know, but you're still very sweet.
And if you haven't already guessed, our band is named after a day of the week.
Ah, the Wednesdays.
It's the Ash Wednesdays.
She wore my coat on Sunday because she was too cold.
Oh, what a gentleman you
that
are.
That is the best story you've ever told.
That is a lovely story.
Does everyone know who it is?
Yeah.
I know the band. I can't remember her name.
Okay, Dominic, you're going to go for a guess.
The Saturdays, and I'm saying Holly.
Right.
But I can't remember her name.
Holly, you say?
Yeah.
Carrie, who are you saying?
It's similar, but it's Molly.
There you go. I knew it was an Ollie.
There's not Ollie. It's.
I knew that Ollie in it.
Molly Burns!
Let's go about that.
Reveal yourself, please.
That's right, Chris. It's Molly from The Saturdays.
Yay!
Holly,
no, I never.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Did you write Holly?
No, Holly.
I put Molly. Hey, come on.
What are you doing the lights, love?
Hey, Chris and the team. I'll be turning on the Christmas lights in Cheshire Oaks tonight and at Millennium Point in Birmingham tomorrow. But who am I?
You're Molly.
You're Molly.
Saturdays.
Just said that.
That's right, Chris. Yep. It's Molly from The Saturdays.
I just said that.
Terrible short-term memory loss.
So this is an occasional feature, as and when people turn on Christmas lights.
She's my favourite on the Saturdays.
Is she?
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot, though. She turned up to the show, and Frankie didn't.
Yeah.
Therefore, Molly became my favourite. So I always look out for Molly. Forever is ours!
It does make you feel quite Christmassy.
My cousin Alison does her shopping at Cheshire Oaks.
Does she?
Yeah, she saw Arteta there in Marx's.
Really?
That is the best story you've ever said on the air.
That is interesting.
what day does she go usually?
I don't know.
Are we going to do this again?
Whenever we have a celebrity turning on Christmas lights.
I want to do it again next week. I love it.
Mm. Yeah, well, providing they're doing it next week.
Well, let's do celebrity Christmas lights and panto.
Sorry, Christmas lights will become the panto.
Right.
And lights have all switched on, and panto season starts. We've
got to keep
this going. It's brilliant.
I've seen that they have launched some panto, some car companies launched some panto promotion thing.
Is it Fiat?
No.
Because that would work, wouldn't it?
Why?
Fiat Panto.
No, Chevrolet.
Oh, is it?
To see you, Chevrolet.
Spirito de Panto.
Exactly, But anyway, and it had a few big stars from Panto at the photo call for this thing. Yeah. And my favourite star, who's appearing in Panto this year, is the Churchill dog.
No. No way.
No. Now, bearing in mind, he doesn't have many catchphrases, so the whole tradition of Panto will be changed, surely, with him when he goes, "It's behind you!" No. "No, it's behind you." "Oh, no. It's behind you." And he has a look, he goes, "Oh, yes." That's pretty much it. I don't know where else they can go with it. So, more Christmas light stars and then turning into panto stars. Love it. Right. It's time for the news and the sport.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
There was a gig last night at the Albert Hall for Children in Need. We're going to play a live track from that later on this morning, and Mr. Gary Barlow is going to come on the phone as well. It was his idea. He did all the work on it, got everyone together. So far, we reckon that they've raised £500,000 just from the gig alone. That's before it goes out, before you get to text in and all that. So a live track from that, and a live track from yesterday's Live Lounge with Fern Cotton, N-Dubs, which Dominic said was brilliant.
They were hilarious.
Sorry?
They were really funny.
We should play N-Dubs after the news and sport. It's a minute past eight.
It's now 5 minutes past eight.
Oh, yes it is. Sorry, you were saying what?
Sorry.
Well, that's fine. What do you want to do? Well, you said we're just having a production meeting, but you finished again too soon.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's really inconsiderate, Dom.
I should write more. I've only got three lines of weather there.
I think we should swap the two tracks around.
You sure? Why? Yeah. What's your worry?
Because that looks really short to go into the second part of that song. But no.
I think it's right.
Is it right?
Well, it feels right.
Then let's go with that then.
You sure?
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry for doing that on air.
Mm-hmm. You're confused. Try being Allard on a day-to-day basis, for goodness sake. Poor old Allard. Aww.
It's a struggle.
What, being you?
Being me.
Yeah, I know it is. God love you. You might have heard me mention this this concert for Children in Need. It was held last night at the Royal Albert Hall. Mr. Gary Barlow organised it. It was his brainchild. He put it together. And it's going to raise a lot of money for Children in Need this year. It's going to be on the telly next Thursday night, BBC One. I think in a bit of a two-hour spectacular. It was a hell of a lineup. There was a few surprises. And we're going to speak to Gary about it in a few minutes. But let's play one of those tracks. Now, I'm a fan of Lily Allen.
Yep.
I think she's got a really lovely voice. I love her tracks. And sometimes she's very friendly with me. Sometimes she nods at me. Mm. Yesterday, her opening gambit to me was, "I fell down some stairs." I didn't really know what to say.
Mm. That's not like you can,
I thought it was the beginning of a joke until I realised, no, she genuinely fell down some stairs. Anyway, she performed last night at the Albert Hall and she did something very special. There's a track which she does, which some people have said, including her, that it's very similar to another track by a very well-known British boy band. Anyway, she performed it last night at the Albert Hall, and it was a little bit special. I think her voice on it is really nice. So from last night, we're going to play it right now, and you'll see it, fingers crossed, on the telly next Thursday on BBC One in an exclusive... Sorry. World exclusive! Exclusive. It's time! I feel like Peter Dixon. Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, then. There you are from the Children in Need Royal Albert Hall gig from last night. That's lovely little Lily Allen and Mark Owen and the boys. Who'd have known and shine? It's very nice. Thursday night, you'll see it on the telly. Morning, Gary Barlow.
Morning, Christopher Moyle. You must be tired this morning.
Are you having a laugh? Do you know, I tell you what, I'm still buzzing from last night, to be honest.
Me too.
You're right.
Yeah, very good. Didn't go great.
Oh, really good. What time do you get to bed?
About half one.
Oh, that's quite respectable.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
It's been a long day, though, because obviously they'd rehearsed all day. They'd run the whole show through. So it's been a bit of a long day, hasn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But absolutely amazing. So on behalf of everybody who will see it on the telly next week and who went last night, well done, fella, because it was all your work. It was your brainchild.
Well, it was a massive effort as well yesterday. I tell you what, only the BBC could have put on last night as well. It was absolutely flawless. I think we only stopped once during the show. It was just an amazing night, amazing effort from a great big team of people, and all the artists were so committed, weren't they? They really put everything on, and it was great. Thanks to you.
It was a nice atmosphere last night. Everybody really got on, and everybody was really excited about seeing other people and doing their thing. And it was a good vibe going on.
Great vibe, really, really was. Everyone really committed, and it was one of those things as well that because we did Hey Jude at the end, we wanted everyone to stay, and it's usually one of them things where everyone's like, oh no, we're not staying, no, we've got to go. And every single artist stayed, and they were all on that stage, and I think that said a lot as well.
Yeah, it did.
So it was good.
I tell you what, because I had a fiver on Robbie not coming on at the end, I thought he'd have been off.
I think that just shows that everybody just enjoyed the whole event. And you're right, the backstage corridors, no one was in their dressing rooms. No. Everyone was out talking, and it was just lovely.
So listen, when you come up with, I don't know if I asked you this when you came in the other week, where do you start when you come up with an idea like this? And do all your ideas have to go through dawn first before they see the light of day? Because here's my thinking is you'll be sitting watching the telly one night, you and Dawn. The kids are in bed and you've got your feet up. You might have a little, glass of wine each. And you go, hey, Dawn, I've had an idea. Why don't we? And does she ever go, Gary, shush. No. Or does she go, that's not a bad idea. And if she says yes, do you go for it?
You know what? I must say, my wife is so supportive of everything I do. So I do run it past her first, and she always thinks it's great. So, pretty much that's how it works, to be honest. Yeah, totally that.
What you were saying?
The thing is with children in need, it's not an amazing idea to think of doing a concert, but usually it's just someone to just make the phone calls, really. And that that's all it was for me. It wasn't hard work at all. But I must say, everyone we asked actually did the show. They were all on that stage last night. And, when you draw a wish list like that, you think, oh, we'll maybe get half of it or even a third of it. But every person was on that stage, and that's what was really heartwarming. Warming for me watching, because usually behind the scenes you can think, oh, he wasn't very nice, she wasn't very nice. Everyone was so brilliant to deal with.
Who do you ring first?
Who did we ring first? I think I went to meet Paul McCartney first.
It's not a bad place to start, is it?
Well, the thing is, if you start with like the top of the bill, I think that then makes people go, oh, right, oh, so he's on, okay, right. So obviously I asked all the boys first, and they were really into it, and then I think Paul McCartney was next. Nice. So yeah,
we were saying last night, Gary, that if you'd managed to assemble just a quarter of the lineup that you'd done, it would have been a fantastic list. But you looked down. I remember when you came in a couple of weeks ago, and we went through who was actually going to be performing, and then there was more names added to that. And we're looking at the programme last night; it was just amazing.
Now, Dave, you even did your bit, because when I'd been in the show that morning, and you'd said, "I think my duet would be Dizzy Rascal and Shirley Bassey."
I was joking, by the way.
Yeah, but you know what? I then got on the phone and went, look, they're already saying it on Radio 1, we've got to pull this off. So you were the start of that.
Well, the thing was, genuinely, that was a joke. I looked at two names on there that would never, ever, in my mind, collaborate, and I thought, right, those two, put them together. And I thought, well, it's more likely than Cheryl and Lily. And actually, one of the two came off. It was amazing.
Great. Also,
by the way, got to say to because Mark Owen obviously was there last night with you and the rest of the lads. Mark Owen got married on the weekend, didn't he?
Actually, I am responsible for delaying his honeymoon. There's no question about it.
Because I've seen him, and so I missed that. So, congratulations, and goes, thanks very much. And I'm thinking, he should now be in the Maldives rather than in the Royal Albert Hall backstage, you know, waiting to rehearse for your concert that you forced him to do, you bully.
I know. Terrible, isn't it?
What were your highlights last night?
Everything, actually. Most of the highlights were sort of seeing people when they come off, and it was great. Do you know what, also, I just want to say that one of the bands that made a massive effort last night were Muse, because they were playing the O2.
Yeah.
So they literally, I mean, they had 2 minutes to sound check as well. They were putting so much at risk last night, but they wanted to do it so much. So I want to say a really big thank you to them, and obviously all the other bands for committing so much of their time to do it. And those duets, it's hard to organise one band to come, but when you're organising two people to meet, and they did it all between them, everybody, so the duets took even more effort. So it's just a massive thank you to everyone on the stage.
How was the how was your moment with Robbie on stage, all the boys back together?
It was really... It didn't feel weird to me at all. It felt really powerful. It just felt like it was meant to be. And I'm hoping it's the start. You know, we can go away and do something, and maybe, you know, in a year's time or something, show people something proper we've done. But it was nice to stand up there with Rob, and, you know, it was lovely for us to introduce him onto the stage, and he enjoyed it too, so it was great.
It got an amazing reaction. It really... because I was stood in the wings.
Yeah.
So take that run first, and... the crowd are going mad. And then I've got to rush around from one side of the stage to the other, ready to go on. So I know Robbie's going on. And I can hear Robbie singing in the wings to Take That.
Yeah.
What did he start with last night? It was the Greatest Day he started with last night.
Yeah.
So he's singing Greatest Day. And then no one really knows what's going on. And so there you go. Anyway, I'm going to bring a mate of ours out now. And that was it. Literally, the roof was coming off, and Robbie was bouncing to get on stage. It was really, it was such an exciting moment for us. For you on stage, it must have been hairs on the back of your neck, hopefully.
It was brilliant. No, it was so lovely. It really... I mean, we've seen a lot of Rob in these last sort of 12 months. But to actually be on the stage and all in a line, it just felt brilliant.
I thought
really
he did great last night. I mean, he looked understandably nervous when he first came on. But then when he got into his swing and stuff like that, and he did Bodies and he did the new single, I thought he did a really, really good job last night there.
He did. Brilliant. And like you say, he waited then right the way through the show to come on at the end. And, you know, it was great. Really brilliant. Lovely to see him. We were in and out of each other's dressing room all night. It's just great. Just great being around him again.
Well, you will see the concert, everybody, Thursday night at BBC One, unless you were there last night. We've had a few texts from people who were there last night saying how great they thought it was, and how smart they thought I looked, and how handsome I looked.
Which you did.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thursday night BBC One. Already, they reckon it's raised about £500,000, so well done, Mr. B.
Yeah, it's actually more than that, you know.
Just
from ticket sales, I think we've got about 800 already. Oh. But, keeping an eye on it.
And you only take 2%, is that right, of what you earn?
Come on now, you.
Sorry, 1.5%. That's all he takes. He said, there's a recession on, Chris. I'm dropping down my percentage.
Come on, you.
What are you doing for the rest of the day, love?
Nothing today. In fact, I'm late taking the kids to school.
All right, well, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'll have to go, mate.
All right, you go and take the kids to school. Send them our love, by the way.
Thanks, mate.
We're going to play the Snow Patrol track with their little surprise guest.
Didn't that kill?
Really good.
Gary, you should be very, very proud of last night.
Brilliant. See you next year.
He's amazing.
See you, mister.
Yeah, bless you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's had quite a year.
We were running through this the other day.
I feel, is he gone? Have you gone? You're right.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I feel very proud to be friends with Gary. Mm. He's had, if you think about it, so at the start of the year, he climbed one of the biggest mountains in the world. Then he came back. Then he did that amazing tour in the summer.
Yeah.
The circus tour, which was fab. Gets back, organises this Children in Need concert. And now it's Christmas.
Also, you miss out the fact that he had another baby daughter
in February, I think it was.
So, all round, it's been a phenomenal year.
And to finish the year off, he's going to Uganda.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God, of course he is. Anyway, look, we're going to play another track from the concert last night. It was really, really good. Thursday night, make sure you watch it. This is Snow Patrol and a very special guest.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Sarah Cole.
Hi, Sarah.
And the fella from Snow Patrol.
Gary.
You know why they put them together? Snow Patrol, Cheryl Cole. You've got a nervous system.
You were together too long.
Can I just say, I've met Gary from Snow Patrol a few times. I don't know him well at all. He's been on the show and whatnot. And yesterday, I was there when he arrived. I was like, so I'm having a fag. Anyway, he turns up. And so I just kept bumping into him all night long. And we just kept having a running joke where I'd go, oh, you're nervous. And he'd go, no, I'm not. I am that. Well, no. Yeah, well, stop saying it. I am. Or whatever. And then I just kept bumping into him, and then finally bumped into him at the end of the night, and it was all over, and he was stood there with a beer in his hand, with the biggest smile on his face, going, it's all over, I don't have to worry anymore. He's a lovely fella.
Isn't he?
And the whole band are great, I really like them, and they got a massive cheer, which was good. We had an interval. I can say this, can't I?
Yeah.
There's obviously, the recording of the show, the live show, we had an interval, because you can't be sitting in your seats for 4 hours, it's too much. To make the editing process go smoothly, somebody finishes. I don't know. Let's say it's Cheryl. So I go, ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Cole! Woo! Now, bear in mind, at this point, we're about, an hour 45 into the concert. It's a long... That's a concert, but there's still more to come. All right, coming up next, another amazing live band performing a massive hit. We're chasing cars, and the audience then go, woo! I go, it's Snow Patrol! Hey! Woo! Woo! And the orchestra are just staring at me. Nobody walks on. Woo! And I go, only joking. We're going to have an interval. And they go, boo! And I'm like, well, it's up to you. You can have them now or wet yourselves. It's up to you, I'll have a break. So I said, but, so we have an interval. And then I come back and go, right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a nice wee. It's time for part two. You know what to do, right? Oh, Cheryl Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't she brilliant, everybody? And I look to my left. There's nobody there, obviously. And now here's Snow Patrol. Yay! And then they come on. But you won't know when it goes out the telly.
I love that. It's all in the edit.
It's all in the edit. That's if I make the final cut, by the way. They might just take me all out.
That's happened before.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Set Fire to the Third Bar. That's the Snow Patrol track featuring Cheryl Cole, which I thought was very nice.
Beautiful, that.
Very, very
really
lovely.
Good.
Yeah. We've got the Golden Hour coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yay!
Oh, by the way, I saw a friend of the show's last night who will be coming in on Friday next week. This time next week, we will be joined by Mr. Peter Kay.
Yay!
Brilliant.
I saw him last night. I am going to do everything I can to get Peter to pick the Golden Hour for next Friday because he loves the Golden Hour.
Awesome.
Now, we've had two conversations about this. Conversation number one was, can I do the Golden Hour one week? I'll pick some bloody good songs for that. And I went, yeah, if you want, you can do it. And then the second conversation we had was, I said, you can pick the Golden Hour. If you're coming on a Friday, you can pick the Golden Hour. And he goes, no, I don't want to pick it. I just want to play it. I want to play along. I want to sit with Dave and Dom and try and guess the year. So I'm in two minds whether he just joins in or we get him to pick a year and do the Golden Hour. It'd be Peter Kay's Golden Hour.
I would be slightly worried at the choice of songs he'd go for.
Really? Do you think?
Yes.
In what way?
As in, Chris goes for slightly oldies, but goldies. And I'm not sure that Peter Kay would. He'd just go for obscure.
Hey, that's level 42 running in the family.
I walked past him last night in the corridor, and I looked over. He was there, and there was a small crowd of people around him, and they were watching something on a screen. Mm. And I thought, there's the laptop. You know when you went to Bolton with Vernon and you were talking about the fact that you had like a sort of tour of Bolton with Peter Kay. It was like something out of the South Bank show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said that wherever he goes, he has his laptop, which has all of his material on there. And he had the laptop.
Did he?
And he's got a little bag and a little strap over his shoulder. And we were talking about it and I went and introduced myself.
He showed us this amazing video, which I won't talk about yet because I don't know how much of this has come out, but he's shown us this amazing video.
That was it.
It's brilliant. That's all I can tell you.
I've heard about this, and it sounds very.
He was there with Paolo Nutini, your mate, Alice, and watching this on his laptop.
Paolo came up to me last night. He was talking about you.
No, he was not.
Well, he could have been. I have no idea what he said.
I'll tell you that. I just say you.
Best of all.
Oh, well, boy.
I want to be like you. Best of all.
I met Paolo Nutini's mum last night, and I met Paolo Nutini's sister. Paolo Nutini's mum was lovely. I said, she said, oh, I believe, she said, I've just met your mum. I said, yeah, my mum's here. Probably getting drunk on champagne somewhere, as Paolo Nutini's mum lifted up a glass of champagne and went, what's wrong with that? Oh, sorry, Mr. Tina.
You know, her name's Tina as well.
That's not Tina Nutini.
Tina Nutini.
No, yeah, it's not.
It is, apparently.
And then I met Paolo Nutini's sister, who comes and goes, I don't know whether or not I should be shaking your hand after what you've been saying about my brother. And I went, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. What was that?
What have you been saying about her brother? You said good stuff.
I said, what? With the amount of time we've been playing his records, when you get a wicked Christmas present from your kid, you've got me to thank. Are you not Allard? I said, no, I am not Allard.
I was going to say, it's me she's got an issue with.
Anyway, yeah, look, half an hour's time. We've got the golden hour. Stu and Jim in Nottingham, shut up. Stop texting in a year now. You're way too early.
They got it right.
I was going to say, are they right there? Yeah.
I'm not telling you.
Are you going to tell us halfway through, or will we guess at the end?
Wait. Shut up. How rude.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Alan, give Dave a job to do. By going home. Do you know what, Smarty Pants? For that, I'm going to make it really difficult for you to get it right.
Oh, I've touched the nerve.
Yes, you have.
Touched the nerve.
Yes, you have. Right, OK. N-Dubs. I did tell you about this about 8 years ago. They performed with Fern Cotton in the Live Lounge yesterday. Dominic said they were hilarious.
They were very funny. I like them a lot.
We shall play their performance after the news. It's 8:30.
Almost exactly 8:37.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, what do I do with my day today? I've got a wrap-up here at Radio 1, then I've got a script meeting for telly, the TV offices, and then I go home. Now, do I go to sleep and catch up on a lot of sleep, which is needed? Or do I play Modern Warfare 2 Call of Duty on the Xbox?
It depends. Are you out tonight?
Well, this all depends as well. So said, oh, I might be late at work tomorrow.
You're thinking result.
Friday, and I'm thinking pub.
Mm. Mm.
So if I quite, do you know what? I deserve a few beers, actually, because I've had a hard week. It's like, sure, I haven't been down a mine or anything, but, you know, for me, I've been working very long days. I've been working, like, 20-hour days, 18-hour days. So I quite fancy a few beers in the pub. And, you know, Friday is always our favourite day.
Mm.
Here's the thing. Yes, it is a pain in the arse getting up in the morning really early every day. Yes, it is a pain when you're doing something like the Albert Hall gig, and every single person who comes up to you afterwards goes, hey, shouldn't you be in bed? Isn't it past your bedtime?
Yeah.
And the annoying thing is they're generally right. It is past your bedtime. And people ask you the same questions all the time. How do you get up in the morning? What time do you get up in the morning? It's the same thing.
What time do you get up?
Bed? It is worth it for Friday afternoons. Friday afternoons make it all worth it, because this afternoon, and this goes for anybody, so there's anyone working, you're finishing, you got Friday afternoon off, I can do anything. I could go to the pub if I wanted to at 3 this afternoon.
Mm.
I could go for a run, which does actually chill me out. I could go for a little sleep for a few hours. I could go off, get some ingredients, and make myself a stew. I could do anything.
Or a stew.
I could do anything.
If I was you, I would
play Call of Duty.
No.
Modern Warfare 2.
You could do that, but I would go to your script meeting after the show today.
Yeah.
I'd then go home, I'd have 2 hours kip, no more than that, and then go out for a few beers, lads, tonight. Not too late, back in bed, nice sleep.
Do you know what? I might text someone that I am going to run. I've definitely got to run.
Can you run?
I haven't run that much this week.
Sorry, can you run to the pub? Does that work?
No, not really.
So you choose a pub that's like 5 miles away.
Can I just say, spoken as a non-runner.
Yeah. Now.
I think you're fine, Dom. You've just shown a massive amount of running ignorance there.
Last Saturday, I went for a run.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Okay, Dominic, how many times have we talked about this? If you watch a run on the television,
right,
it doesn't count.
Oh, right, okay. No, I did.
If you're in the car and see somebody running,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't count. And the third one, which you always argue about me, if you're in the car, Nick's driving,
yes,
and you're in the passenger seat,
doing the legs.
If you do the legs, it doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't count.
I think you're wrong.
8199, should I run, should I sleep, or should I pub, or should I Xbox? 8199, we'll take a straw poll.
Yeah.
So run, pub, sleep, Xbox, or all four, because I could manage all four.
I say Xbox.
Right, okay.
I say sleep.
Carrie?
You've got to sleep.
Sleep.
And Dave?
Sleep.
Okay.
I'm just wishing what I could do.
How could you not like that track? How could you not like it? How can you not like it?
It's beautiful.
How can you not like it? It's not beautiful.
Do you think it's beautiful. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful record.
I just think it's the whole thing. I love the build-up of it. I love the way it kicks in. I just love this track.
It's beautiful.
Shh, you're ruining the guitars. Bit more, bit more, bit more. Bit more drums, bit more drums. The only thing is, I don't know what the noise is. Is it, yeah, yeah, something like that?
Great record.
And then the ending, of course. Do you want the ending on?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yes! Libertines, Don't Look Back Into the Sun. BBC Radio 1. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have just seen something unbelievable. Mm. Now, to other people, this might be impressive. To certain individuals, it could be embarrassing. Do you know what I'm about to talk about?
Yes, I do.
Dominic, do you know what I'm about to say? Get in here, young man. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable news.
Bubble news, ladies and gentlemen. So, Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
The other day, yourself, myself, and our good friend Dave.
Hello.
We played a record by Chucky, and we started dancing in the studio. And Alan thought this was hilarious to video it and stick it on YouTube.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, whatever. Now, I dance a lot, as you know, in the studio and in the privacy of my own home.
The music's in you. You've got to express it somehow.
I can't help myself. You know, when I hear the music, I don't just hear it. I feel it.
Sure.
And anyway, for one of the first times ever, my movements have been captured on video, together with the movements of Dave and Dominic.
Mm-hmm. The movements is a great word for actually.
The disco daddies.
This is the music.
How rude.
I'm in Miami, girl.
Huh. See, I'm off already. Huh.
Can't help myself.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Last order.
And climb. And climb. And swim. And swim. And hold your nose. And hold your nose. One, I'm two, three. Break it down. Anyway, Alan videoed this and put it on YouTube. There have been 112,000 views now of this video.
That's a lot, isn't it?
112,000 views.
That's more than the capacity of Wembley Stadium.
Yes. Oh, my God. Could you possibly imagine? We performed that to Wembley plus another...
Yeah. Plus Anfield.
90, 10, 12.
What does Wembley hold?
90.
Oh, is it 90?
So it's Wembley plus... Northampton Town.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, or Wigan.
Yeah.
Wembley plus Wigan.
Yeah.
Is that something you would do? Would you consider doing that?
If the money was right, I'd do anything.
What? Do what? A live dance?
No, I'm not suggesting we do it, but I'm just thinking, you think it's funny that 112,000 people have seen the video. You know, would you actually go on Wembley and go watch this guy?
Alan, let's face it, we do that dance for 112 people.
Yeah.
Would you like the right to see... stage?
11.2, actually.
Would you like to see the video that is quite literally taking the nation by storm? You go to YouTube and you type in, Chris, Dave and Dom dance to Chucky. It's really nice and simple.
Can I just say, you don't even have to do that much. You just... on YouTube, Chris, Dave and Dom. It's his first video.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Chris, Dave and Dom, dance to Chucky. Or Chris, Dave and Dom, this is Chucky.
Drink all day, play all night.
It sounds like Dave. As Dave says, Dave describes the... if you've ever been to a... Well, you say, Dave.
Well, the thing is, if you've ever been clubbing in Miami, there's a massive underground club scene, obviously, that we're fully aware of.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like being in a Miami club, but in the daytime.
Yeah.
I think.
It's like when the cleaners go in the next day, isn't it? And they want to have a bit of a dance
we're
as well.
We're capturing the vibe, but with the lights on.
Yeah.
If you want to see it, YouTube, Chris, Dave and Dom, dance to Chucky. Go and see it today. Let's retweet it on Twitter.
Okay.
If you put your nose close enough to a computer screen, you can almost smell the vibes.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Do you like Imogen?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Anyway, N-Dubs, we just played with a really nice little song from the Live Lounge yesterday. Was that the script, wasn't it?
Yeah, we all got that wrong, didn't we? We were trying to work out what they would do as their cover, and given the options, I think we all went for Jay-Z, didn't we? Empire State of Mind.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that, they did the script instead.
Dappy has recorded a special message, which you can download as your mobile ringtone right now, and it's free. If you text the word mobile to 81199, you get a link taking you to Radio 1's mobile site, and you can download this.
No, 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 nae.
It's new and improved for 09.
Now, I am not telling you to do this. I am absolutely 100%, and I stress the 100%, I am telling you to not do this. Do not get your friend's phone, like my friend Dominic, and text the word mobile to 81199, access the mobile site, and then download for free the N-Dubs Nananai ringtone, and then set it as a ringtone.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, so that when Dominic is in the pub on Saturday night with Warrington John having a few pints, and he's left his phone on the table, and he's at the bar, while he's at the bar, coming back with 2 pints of beer, and he can't get there quick enough, his phone then rings, and Dom's phone goes,
no, 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 nae. No, 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 nae.
What's that you got in there, Dominic?
No, 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 nae.
He can't get back quick enough from the pub to put the pints down.
No, no, nae.
Do not do that.
I love those.
I might
great.
Actually do that with Alan's phone when he's not looking.
Please don't do that.
I might do that. I really
you
might do
know
that.
How to on a
yes,
iPhone.
I would.
No, 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 nae.
They were so good, though.
And I have really this good. For Dave, a little present.
What is it?
It's a T-shirt.
What does it say?
Na, na, nae.
Oh, I like that a lot.
There you go.
How do you spell nae?
N-I-I-I.
All right.
Ah, nee.
Nana, nae.
Nana, nana, nae.
This.
Your phone's ringing.
This will look excellent on stage at Harper Adams Agricultural College tomorrow night.
Is that where you are?
Yep.
Harper Adams Agricultural College.
That sounds posh.
Is it you and Chappers?
Yep.
Very nice.
Do you know we're returning to the scene of our first ever gig?
It's
like a homecoming.
Nice. Who'd have thought? You know, they say you play the agricultural twice in career.
Once on the way up, once on the way down. It's lovely to be back.
That's the joke, you see, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. Hang on a second. I've just heard from... yes, I think we can go live now to Dermot O'Leary.
It is deadlock.
All right, brilliant. Thank you for that.
Do you want to hear very, very quickly? Have we got time or not? Very, very quickly, James Corden backstage at last night's Children in Need concert, being interviewed by Natalie Jameson.
James Corden, by the way, who said to me, I was doing a link backstage for the top of the show, where I had to walk through the corridor backstage. And just before we did it, he comes up and just stands behind me and puts his chin on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, look, it's like the Formula One all over again. And he went, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't drunk when I appeared on the Formula One. I was just very, very excited.
Yeah. I think last night he was very, very excited.
Okay, good. Well.
But he was, I mean, genuinely very, very, you know, giddy and couldn't believe he was there, which is what Natalie said, you know, are you pleased to be here?
It's just ridiculous to me. Literally, I'm like a child wandering around. Sir Paul McCartney went, hey, James. I went, hello, sir. He went, I love your show. I literally felt like I was going to cry.
So the interview went on, and then the...
Can I just say I was there for that moment?
Oh, were you?
Clang! Here comes more name dropping. Stood watching the rehearsal, and then Paul McCartney's there. Me and James were watching, and then Paul McCartney's chatting away. Anyway, then James looks over and goes, hello, Paul, I'm James. And Paul goes, I know you are. I recognise you off the telly. And James pretty much made this noise.
So Natalie's trying to ask James lots of insightful questions about the night, what he's doing on the night, who he's looking forward to seeing. This is all happening backstage in like a green room area, I'm guessing, with a video screen showing what's going on in the stage.
Yep.
And so there's a big picture of Robbie Williams singing his songs, and Natalie's asking James lots of questions. James ignoring Natalie, just staring at the
look
screen.
Look at him. And that's the way it's gonna be. All we've ever wanted.
Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah.
He was very, very giddy.
He was very giddy by the sounds of that, but he seemed to enjoy himself.
He's a nice guy, James. Mm. Lovely fella. Right, so there you are. A couple of things for you. If you want, this is your ringtone.
No, 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 nae.
You can download it. Text the word mobile to 81199, and then you get a link to the mobile site and download it.
Chris, Dave and Dom dance to Chucky on YouTube. Join in the phenomena. And have a look at that video. And if you can't wait for the song, we'll play it right now.
Yeah.
Yes!
I'm in Miami, girl.
I'm dancing.
You need this in your life.
I'm dancing. Alan, it's a new dance because I've got my coat on.
Let's do it.
I'm going to take it off at some point. You ready?
What's it called?
The coat off dance. Here we go.
I'm in Miami. Woo!
What's going on with your mouth? You're doing like a weird mouth movement.
I also dance with my mouth.
Yeah. Like a cat mouth.
I'm Miami. Check it out now.
Miami girl.
Chucky, let the bass kick in Miami. It's a great little track. Okay, Golden Hour is coming up any second now. Meanwhile, there's some kind of business going on off the air, which I am completely unaware of. Dominic, are you all right? You look a little... Why do you look so scared? What's going on?
You look a little bit white.
What's wrong?
I went to... Right. Dave initially said, would you like some pop from the fizzy pop machine?
That's right. Yes, I would, Dave lives in the 70s. Would you like some pop?
I'd like a can of pop,
yeah,
sure.
I like a can of lemonade from the pop machine. Oh, hang on a sec. I haven't got any cash. Dom, have you got any cash? Yes, here's some cash, which actually I did. I brought a pound of Toby.
Right. Anyway, thanks, Toby.
Went around the corner and was shouting to Dave, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. What do you... There's no one there.
Oh, he's not on the machine. He's not on the pop machine.
So I'm just about to go and put some money in to buy what I want. And then he was hiding behind the back of the machine like that. So I'm putting my money. He goes, "Wah!" like that. It scared the absolute bejesus out of me.
Tom just freezes and he goes,
"Wah!" That was horrible. Oh, I've got palpitations and everything.
I really didn't have any lemonade.
Yeah.
You know when those work really well?
Yeah,
it did. It was great. I enjoyed that.
Such a charm. Well, look, I'd love to keep going on with this, but I'm afraid I can't. You know why?
Why?
It's time for the Golden Hour. The Chris Moyle Show. And Katie and Adam from sunny Cardiff, all loving it.
If you use predictive text, it comes out as bled. Just look out for that.
Yeah, Allard is bled. Mm. Fern Cotton has arrived, ladies and gentlemen, a vision of beauty, quite literally. Look at her. Look at her gorgeous, gorgeous face, her piercing eyes.
Gurning.
She looked amazing last night. I'm not even going to get pervy. When you watch the telly next week, the children in concert at the Albert Hall, Fern Cotton is just beautiful. Very, right, equally very, very sexy, but equally very, very beautiful. There you go.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Yep.
That came across all right. You were the right side of the line.
You parked the perv.
I have reserved the perv for commenting on Fern last night, because you will see next week she looks gorgeous. Fact. End of.
No fat? Perv. You're not fat.
No, fact. Don't be silly. Don't ruin it.
She's not fat.
Don't ruin it.
Right.
Don't ruin it. Just don't ruin it.
Sorry.
End of. There you go. That is the facts of the matter.
Mm-hmm. She was wearing purple, wasn't she? She looked like a little Quality Street.
No, she don't ruin it. Why take it away from her?
It's not taking...
They are the nice ones, though. They're
actually,
chewy,
yeah, the purple ones, the ones with the nuts in the middle.
Oh, the nuts in the middle.
She looked like a sweetie.
Actually, I was thinking as I was looking at her... No, don't go there. So, she looked lovely. Mm-hmm. See? No jokes. It's a genuine compliment. And I expect the same back after 10 o'clock this morning. Right, it's 9:48. There are two songs left, two choices. One belongs to Carrie, one belongs to Dominic. When you hear a song that you love, you text in. It might be the choice of Dominic Byrne, because he's chosen this. That's it.
Morning.
Hi.
That was a blimmin' good Golden Hour.
Let's do it again! Tonight, I'm gonna have myself
a real good time. Oh, that's brilliant. And it makes sense. I feel
alive. Sorry.
It was very good. And the world's turning
inside. Sorry.
Oh, it's lovely.
Last night was great, wasn't it?
It was. Floating around in
ecstasy, so. Just me.
Yeah.
Tom. It was very good. You were brilliant.
Don't stop me now. Sorry.
It was great, though. Wasn't it? Don't stop me. And you did look very smart in your suit.
Handsome?
Yes, handsome.
Genuinely.
Slender.
Handsome?
You look lovely.
Okay, now hang on. It goes from handsome to lovely.
No, you looked handsome, Chris.
I really do, honestly.
You don't need to dwell on this.
From the heart, you genuinely thought in your mind, you looked at me and went, he looks handsome.
Handsome, yes.
Wow.
I thought everybody last night. Having a good time, having a good time. Superstar leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by. You're doing the Chucky dance there again.
No, this is the Queen dance.
Oh,
talking of which, Fern Cotton, yes. Did you know that the Chucky dance is the most viewed video on the whole of YouTube ever?
Don't be ridiculous.
Not ever.
But currently, today. Across the world.
Yeah. Currently.
For the last hour.
No, that's true.
Honestly, you have a look. The most viewed, the number one.
I mean, we're ahead of America, so they haven't really woken up yet.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sorry, but still, today, it's us.
That's huge.
But I say us, not me.
It is spectacular. I have spread the word myself. It's something to be seen by all.
It's an instructional video for many people.
Can I just have a second, please?
Go on. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm driving at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Wanna have a good time? First, just give me a call. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. Don't stop me, yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
Wow. I know you don't, but can I start the show?
Sure.
Thanks. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Wake up with Moyles. Get home with Mills. And stay up with Grimshaw.
Oh, I love this one. Down, 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 down. Come on, Fern.
Go home. You've been up for 30 hours.
Fern said handsome.